From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California State Assemblywoman Melissa Melendez recently claimed Governor Jerry Brown's budget is diverting 30% of the state's new gas tax money for non-road projects, such as building state parks and job training for felons. Capital Public Radio's PolitiFact reporter Chris Nichols checked out those comments from the Riverside County Republican.
Brown is a strong supporter of the gas tax increase. He signed it into law in April as a way to fix California's roads.
Roads are the fundamentals of a civilization. And to have a civilization, you got to pay some money. Whether it was the Roman Empire or the United States of America, roads are the key to a nation's greatness. Our roads are falling apart. We can fix them, and we will fix them.
Earlier this month, Melendez, who opposed the gas tax increase, claimed Brown's budget is already diverting 30% of this new revenue to pet projects. We checked the governor's spending plan, and it does set aside nearly 30% of the new money for things like transit, bicycle, and rail projects. It also spends a small fraction of the money on parks and job training for former inmates, as required by other existing laws. But it's misleading and just not accurate to say Brown is diverting this money. His budget proposes to spend it exactly as outlined in the bill the legislature passed and he signed in April. Melendez and others might not agree with the spending choices in the bill, but there's been no siphoning off of funds in the governor's budget. We rated Melendez's claim mostly false. In Sacramento, I'm Chris Nichols.
Find this story and more, plus a link to all PolitiFact California fact checks at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.